when I moved down here, of course, I knew nobody, had no activities. So it was quite a shock to find there was nothing to do. And I'm not one for the armchair. And I heard about the mill. So I went into the mill and said, was there anything I could volunteer for? And subsequently, I met various people at the mill, and including Natasha. And they said, well, what can you do? When I said sewing, ah, well, that's it. Can you start a sociable sewing group? So that's how it all began at the mill. And that was 5.5 years ago. We meet every 2 weeks, and we have quite a little nucleus of people, though it's sort of dwindled a bit because of the pandemic. The idea originally was to have an idea where you could bring your sewing, you could chat over coffee, and just enjoy, as it is, sociable sewing. Didn't quite work out like that because I took one or two things in. Oh, where did you get that? I made it. Well, can we make one too? Well, what are we going to make next time? And each time I took different things in, well, can we make one of those? So although some of them bring their own projects and work on them all the time, others like to do the projects. They're quite often just 1 week or 2 week projects. And eventually they decided that we would make a quilt, just a small 9 square wall hanging to hang on the mill wall. And so there were 9 different squares. It's been really, really enjoyable. I love it because I did miss the teaching so much. But this is teaching without responsibility in the same way. And I was lucky, I had at least 12 years to fall back on of projects. And there's no way I've run out yet.